We don't always have time to listen to a whole podcast. Healing for Healers shorts are a way to check in with yourself and an opportunity to listen to a snippet of something to give you food for thought. I hope you enjoy. I just wanted to make a short audio about creativity because people say to me, "Oh, you're so creative. How do you do it? How do you write all those books? How do you make all those videos?" I don't know how. But I do want to tell you this because we're at a moment now, a precipice in our lives. It's like we're all standing on a cliff face and we have a choice here. You know, are we going to create our best lives? Are we going to have fun? And I think when you bring that energy of lightness and creativity and fun into your life without the pressure of it, without needing to do it, but you're doing it for the sake of it, then that lifts away a whole layer, like a big crusty, heavy, chunky layer that weighs heavily on your shoulders. Because I think when a lot of people sit down to be creative, they have ideas of creating a finished product. Like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a book. And they're thinking of all the books they ever read. And then they look at the blank screen, the electric paper before their very eyes. And it freaks them out because, well, it's blank. And they're going to put a finished book on the blank screen. Word perfect, picture perfect, everything in place. You see, guys, it doesn't work that way. I did a writing course with a woman called Vanessa O'Loughlin, and she talks about the vomit first draft. You literally vomit up anything that's on your mind onto the page, and just like vomit, it's a mess. And then you start to clean it up. You pick out the bits that are worth keeping. And you know, once you get rid of the mess and see what you're left with, then you embellish and you refine and all of those things. You see, to be creative, you must not be afraid of making a mistake. And then I went to a workshop by Catherine Ryan Howard, who's an author also. And she says she does 4 or 5 drafts of a book. And she doesn't do it like me, because what I do is I refine and refine what's already there. What does she do? She takes the criticism or the edits on board, throws everything in the bin and rewrites the whole thing. She rewrites the whole thing from scratch. You just heard my phone go off. You see, you guys are listening to me talking. My phone goes off and you go, "Oh, her phone goes off. That's okay." Here I am being creative in the creative moment as the human being that I am in my imperfections. And you're making space for that. There's my tummy making noises. You're making space for that too. Because you know I'm a real person. Are you making space for yourself? There's the thing. You know, if you're sitting down to write your book and you're expecting the fully finished final draft to come out of you to avoid that vomit first draft, it's not going to happen. You know, if you're going to sit there and record yourself thinking thoughts and your phone won't go off or your tummy won't rumble and make noises, that's not going to happen because you're a human being. And if you're not a human being, well, then you're AI and I'm not interested in what you're producing because there's no soul in it. And I think I have to think about AI and soul for another episode. But right now, we connect into the soul of ourselves. We connect into the physicality, into the emotionality and the reality, the integrity and the lusciousness and the beauty and the wildness of who we are, and want to create something in our lives, want to create something beautiful because that's who we are. And my creations will not look like yours. And the reason for that is that I am not you. And I'm waiting to see yours. Where are they? You know, somebody wrote to me today and go, "Oh, I'm thinking of you. What are you doing today?" And I said, "I'm showing up to the world completely as myself and getting well paid for it. And that's what I do every day." And I thought, yeah, that sounds great. Wouldn't you like that too? Become the master of your life. Allow yourself to create. Allow yourself to be messy. That's really, really the piece. Everybody has to learn somewhere. You know, you pick up a ukulele for the first time, you don't know what the strings are, what it does or how it works. It's going to be messy. You're not going to be up on stage playing with the band. And the violinist who's been playing for 20 years is still practicing every day. You know, I finished writing my trilogy, my three epic novels that read like a thriller that people can't put down and say to me, oh my God, this is modern literature and this is amazing. And I'm like, right, I got that out of my system. Now I need to take a writing class so I can learn how to do it better. You know, but if you were to read the trilogy that I did write, you'd wonder why I would think that. I read the trilogy that I did write and I wonder, oh, did I really write that? I didn't. I got help from God. So I create with flow and essence. And if my note, my vibration is not at the right pitch or frequency, then I'm not going to create something at the level at which I want to create it. And here I am making a mistake. And I'm not going to edit it out. And my podcast here that you guys have been listening to, you know, we start in the middle of a sentence, people laugh, the doorbell rings, somebody has to go to the toilet, some, you know, the courier comes, they have to get the doorbell. I think it's really important that real life is real. These broadcasts are real and you need to give yourself permission to be real as well. So that's the first part. The second part is where I was going with this is the note, the frequency of what it is I want to create. If I am not at that frequency, then I cannot create at that frequency. So for me, it's about choosing the frequency and then rising to it. And once I am at it, then it's easy. Like you could sit down to write your book, and I'm working on books here because that's what I'm doing at the moment. I have a novel idea, new book. It's been with me now for 6 months. And I still haven't really started it yet because I'm not the right frequency. My voice is not the voice of the novel. I'm still distilling. I'm at the distillation phase. You know, I can see colors. I've got the characters are forming. And the, you know, the action, the main plot is there. But the frequency of me is not correct just yet. Not even for a vomit draft. And I'm not putting pressure on myself. I do not show up to my computer every day and say, oh, I just need to write 1,000 words. I just need to write 1,000 words. 1,000 words a day. Lots of writers do that, but they're writing from the intellect. They write from their head. Chances are if you write 1,000 words a day for a week, that's 7,000 words a day, right? Some of those words are going to be good. I prefer not to do that. I prefer to sit down and write 14,000 words in a day. And not write anything else for 2 weeks because the frequency is right, therefore it flows through me almost fully formed. So sit with that. It's the being. It's the frequency. It's the energy. If it's fully formed in your energy field, you're just decanting something that's already finished. And sure, you know, you do have to edit it and maybe it won't look like vomit when it does finally come out of you because the distillation phase has been complete. You know, when you're making the cake and you keep opening the oven, the cake is going to be soggy and floppy and has a hole in the middle. You know yourself, you can't keep looking to see if it's ready. And we can't see energy necessarily. So when do we know that something is distilled in our field and ready for decantation? Decantation, dictation from the soul. You only know when the pressure on it is building up so much that it bears down upon you like having a baby. And sorry to the men who are listening to this, but we could liken it to going to the toilet and you really, really have to go at some point. But it's not quite the same. But I think, you know, there is a male equivalent of this where, you know, you just have to allow it to come through you at that moment because there's nothing else that you can do. But that's because you've surrendered to it fully. You've given permission to be the vessel through which this amazing distillation of whatever it is, albeit a song or artwork, paintings or a book, whatever it is that you have offered yourself up to this, to say yes. And then you need to raise and shift your frequency, and it needs to raise and shift or lower and shift its frequency. And yeah, I find I've had to lower my frequency on several occasions in order to get things. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. And there's from my phone. So even knowing that my phone was still on, I kept it on because I'm illustrating to you the imperfection, the synchronicity of the world. If you need to know what's true, ask for a sign and you will get your sign. And maybe only you will know that that sign is for you and what it means. And that's what this is about, being true to who you are, being completely you at all times, unapologetically you, and not being afraid to show yourself to the world. To create is to live. And I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for listening.